The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised. All right, everybody, welcome back to our Denver Pop Culture Con content. Again, we have another interview going, this time with returning guest Wendy Tyrion, who is part of the, she writes part of You Do It All. Yeah. You write, I've been calling it the Rampart Guard series. Is that going to be right?
That's fair.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
The adventures of Jason Lex, but it also goes off to Sadie and everybody else.
Right.
So Rampart Guards is a good one to start. Yeah.
So I've read the first three books, and I know the fourth book is coming out, which I am like immeasurably excited about. So for our listeners that, for whatever insane reason, are not familiar with you, will you please tell us a little bit about Rampart Guard?
Yeah, so the Rampart Guards is about a boy who finds out creatures like Mongolian deathworm and skyfish are real, and they live amongst us, but there's a shield that hides them, and someone's trying to tear down that shield and destroy the human race, and he gets involved in the battle.
And it ends up being amazing because they're, over the course of the three books, it like expands this cast of characters and the whole world.
And the League of Governors.
And it just builds and builds and builds to the point where the last two books in the series were Jason's story and Sadie's story.
Yeah.
Taking place kind of at the same time, but in different novels.
Yeah, so they didn't even know what was going on with the other one, right? So it's the exact same timeline. But Jason goes off to London, that's the League of Governors, and Sadie stays in Salton, and that's her story while he's gone. So there's a scene at the beginning where they're together, and a scene at the end where they're together, so you know they both survived. Spoiler.
Right.
So, but yeah, other than that, it's two completely different stories. Yeah.
So, now that we're caught up, for those doofuses that haven't read these books yet...
We love them. I know. We still love them.
I know. We just wanted them to read it, because I love them. I think they're great.
Thank you.
So, I saw the cover for the fourth book. I know it's coming out. So, my next question is...
You're going to be disappointed.
How has the last year been for you?
Oh,
like, what have you been up to?
Jeez. 2018 was a cluster.
Oh,
that's why,
yeah.
Yeah, things just went sideways. You know how you have plans, but life says, let's try something different.
Literally this weekend for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the kind of year that was.
Okay.
So, yeah. But now I am back on track and immersed in this world and so excited about this new story. But we were going to, it's going to be ready by the end, you know, like November.
Okay.
But because of the holidays, they want to push the release until early 2020.
Oh, man.
I know.
Why do you make me wait forever?
I might be able to arrange something for you.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would
Maybe
be super excited.
Maybe you could be a beta reader.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'll sign you up.
Woohoo!
I will send it to you and you can send me your feedback.
Oh, yeah. This just in, Gabe is super stoked. Oh, man. So, this is a total distraction, but I watch that guy wrestle literally every month.
The orange guy?
Yeah, his name's Duff Doyle. He's a wrestler.
What's he dressed as right now?
That's his wrestling character.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Jeff Doyle.
All
right.
All right. Anyway, back on track. Juan, edit all that randomness out. Okay. So, I was really interested, like, as an author of, like, you know, kind of fantasy fiction. Like, mm-hmm. even though it takes place in like the modern world, it still has like that intense fantasy like aspect to it. Have things like, you know, the popularity of Game of Thrones and a lot of the other, like, you know, Harry Potter's Fantastic Beasts movies and stuff like that. Have you found it's easier to, like, sell a fantasy novel to somebody because of those things out there?
It is. I mean, especially when because Rampart Guards, the whole series is an urban fantasy, which just takes place in our world, as you just said. So it's easier to explain what that means when you say, you know, like Harry Potter, and the fact that there's muggles and wizards, and we just don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. And then they go, oh! So, because people just don't really know, and I don't expect them to know. But yeah, it's easier. And I also use Game of Thrones saying, you know, that's epic fantasy, where you create a whole new world. And this is urban fantasy that takes place right around us.
So, as like a writer, do you find that it's like really engaging to write that kind of urban fantasy? because you're able to say, here's our normal world with, like, a little twist?
Yeah, especially because I use real things that everyone knows about in the story as if it was real, which it might just be. And I just said it's not real. Like, the fact that, like, in Rampart Guards, we talk about how there's those blurry pictures of Bigfoot. And the reason, it's explained, the reason that we can get blurry pictures of Bigfoot is because that's the times when the rampart, which is the shield, is breaking down a little bit. So then people can see them. And so it pulls in stuff in our real world that we really actually know. And so it makes you kind of go, well, what if that's really true? And then, like, the skyfish, you can actually go online and look up skyfish. And people have movies, footage that they say, I've filmed skyfish.
Yeah, I looked them up when we first talked, I guess, like, 3 years ago now. I looked that up because it's crazy to me. When you're, like, so do you research, like, stuff? Do you go and, like, listen to podcasts about cryptoids and things like that?
Yes. And I have books, and I've looked at the websites, and I've read the... I'm sure I'm on some government list. Because I have looked at all of that stuff and what people have said about them and what they believe and how... why they believe it. You know, they explain not just, I saw it, so I believe it, but also... why this could be true, and they talk about more of their perspective and their detail on that, and I add that in, you know, and it's fun to pull it into the world, the real world kind of stuff too, because like Uncle Alexander, who's the cryptozoologist in the book, is also a biologist, so he can kind of play both sides and explain it to you in a way that's like, oh, see, it really is real.
So they, you know, the characters that face off against some like really massive threats. Do you ever feel like in your writing, like, how am I going to amp up the next thing?
Yes. But it seems to be coming together nicely in this new book. Yeah. Especially after League, because League is pretty
epic.
Huge.
Like, it's a big, big story.
Yeah. So, pretty tough stuff happens in there. But yeah, this new book, it's coming together because now you've got all the stuff that came out with Sadie and her story that's coming at her. And all the stuff that Jason already has to deal with, and the fact that he had to kill a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with that? Right. So there's all that kind of stuff all coming together in this new book. And it's a lot of conflict, a lot of challenges, a lot of suffering, a lot of adventure, a lot of, it's all...
So there each book seems like it's kind of stepped up, like its maturity level, because the characters become more mature and like the situations that they encounter are a little more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Like as you're writing the books, like, are you conscious of that? Like, and you know, kind of playing with how far can I push this, like, back and forth?
I am. And, you know, we pushed it pretty hard on the first one just because of who the bad guy was.
Right.
For that age group, that was, like, a big deal. And certainly League took it to a whole other level with some of the off-camera things we describe. Meaning me and all the characters in my head when I say we.
That's okay. Yeah. I won't tell anyone.
Thank you.
Except for, you know, our dozens and dozens of listeners.
Dozen thousand listeners.
Right.
I definitely think about that, but I also, I'm not trying to make it gory or anything because I feel like I need to up it. I'm trying to make it true to what the characters are going through, and is it realistic, and could this really, in that world, right?
Right.
In that world. Does it make sense, or is it just, I don't want to overreach.
Right.
So there's a balance there. Yeah, it's definitely part of it.
So, as you're, like, I assume you're approaching kind of the end of the writing process, you know, and you're getting amped up, you have a new cover, you know, your publisher's talking to you about dates and stuff. What are you looking forward to the most with, like, the release of the fourth book in the series?
I love people like you that tell me how much they love it. Because I get so excited about it, so it's kind of like I'm in my world, my own little world of excitement. I think it's really cool, but it's fun to then put it out there, and you kind of cross your fingers, and then people say, oh, yeah, we're good.
Right.
So I love that. Now, if they come back and say, like, season 8 of Game of Thrones, it sucked, which I didn't think was terrible, but anyway, that's a whole other
story. Yeah, that's it. I can't even comment on it because I haven't watched since season 4, but...
Oh.
But I do watch my friends melt down about it.
Yeah, and there's also a balance of how seriously do you have to let that impact your life.
Right.
But anyway.
It is a TV show.
Exactly. But yeah, I love that whole get it out there. And plus, when I get to the end, too, I'm already thinking about stuff in the next story. And Sadie may go off in a whole different direction right now. I don't know if that's really what's going to happen. But the other thing that's fun about it is I think the story's, like, right now, I think it's going to end here. And never once have any three of those ended where I thought they were going
right.
to end. So that's fun, too. So
as someone that spent some time writing, I love that feeling that goes, where you're like, I've outlined this, and that's not what's going to happen. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So, let our listeners know, how can they find you? How can they find your book? I assume pre-order for the fourth book should be coming up in some amount of time.
It will come up in some amount of time. I don't
Things
know.
Things will
probably,
happen.
Yeah, probably not till the fall, because it's probably going to be early February, is what they're looking at. So, that will happen then, but obviously it'll be, it's going to be posted on the website, my website, so I'm going to keep people up to date, and Instagram. So, I'm on Instagram, Twitter. Instagram's where you can go if you like pictures of my dog. They're so cute. I do more of that there. Twitter is more literary or like writerly stuff. But Facebook or my website, and it's all Wendy Tarian. Instagram, Wendy Tarian. Facebook, Wendy Tarian. It's all Wendy Tarian, so it's not too hard to find.
It's awesome that there's not another Wendy Tarian, so you got access to all of your stuff,
name.
Right? That's probably how my wife feels too. There's not a whole lot of Giannis's in the world.
Yeah. So see, then you can get the website. Yeah, it's all easy. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again for your time. I'm really looking forward to the fourth book.
So
when it comes out, you'll have to come on again,
even if it's
over the phone, because.
Okay.
Because I'll want to dish about it.
Well, we're going to have to dish too, because you're going to beta read it for me.
I know. I'm super stoked. Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for being on our show. And
thank you.
I love your books.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.